producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, well, what a great way that would be to start the week. I've actually had one of those. Have you ever tried to deal with a cable company? And I'm one of those people that I actually have, I guess technically I have three cable companies. Because I have one that the building provides, I have one that I need, and then I have one for my broadcasts. So that's three, technically, and they're all three different cable companies, which shouldn't be that, you know, feasible, but it is. And sort of trying to get in touch with them. Actually, one of the people told me that they apparently have an outlet store or something. I mean, I don't know exactly what it is, because I actually haven't been to it. He said it's the only place that he knows that has armed guards. Because people, I said, no, actually, I've run into armed guards, believe it or not, at McDonald's. There are armed guards a lot of places that we don't know about, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little alarming. I mean, maybe it's more than a little alarming. I mean, I'm sort of aware of the armed guards, like at Penn Station and Grand Central, because they're, you know, in combat uniforms, and they have dogs, and they have, like, AK-47s or Uzis or whatever the appropriate weapon is. But they're marching around and they're there. And, you know, I think that's much more of a deterrent than having sort of an undercover guy that, you know, can whip out his whatever. Hopefully it's a gun.
Right.
But, but apparently at cable places, they have people that get so irate. This was sort of an interesting experience because I finally decided I'm as tired of being on hold. You know, we're sorry for the inconvenience. We've already gone through that enough. So, you know, in like 45 minutes, and like I can put my phone on speaker and kind of wander around and do some other things, but it's really irritating still. So today I decided to take a different path because they almost always say, you know, there's a longer than usual wait. I swear, if you called on New Year's Eve at, you know, 4 minutes of midnight, who in heaven's name is going to be calling their cable company at that time? They will say it's a longer than usual wait, right?
I mean, yeah.
So I finally decided they almost always put a website, you know, and so I decided to use the website. I would not view myself as a stupid person, and I would not view myself as computer illiterate. And it probably took me 10 minutes of kind of navigating to figure out how to get actually in touch with them. They have, like, frequently asked questions, and they have you can buy this, and they have the newest devices, but actually getting in touch with them took me, as I said, probably close to 12, 13 minutes. But I finally did. And then they say things like, all I wanted to do was send an email. And they said, there's no ability to do that. They said, contact us. So I got that. And again, it was not obvious. I know in most places, if you go to the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage, they can do contact. Not these guys. Not these dudes. So I finally, and they said, you can speak with someone. And then it says, you were 10th in line. But I will tell you the rest of the story in a minute because Eric called, and I don't want to make Eric feel that I've, you know, sorry for the inconvenience of keeping him on hold while I finish my story. I will finish my story, but Eric gets to go first. 855, because I keep promising if you call at the beginning of an hour that I will put you on with the shortest possible wait as opposed to the cable companies. 855-993-7569. Eric, you're on the air. How am I to help you?
Hi, Joy. What service today?
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Yeah, well, first I just wanted to tell you that I listen to your show on weekends driving home late at night, and it really gets me home, and I love listening to it.
Oh, good. Keeps you awake, huh? I think half the world I keep awake, the other half I put to sleep. What can I tell you? Whyever people listen is okay with me.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Whyever people listen is okay with me. You guys can choose. Motive is up to you.
And I love the fact that you're not a dramatic type radio therapist.
What would dramatic? I don't yell.
Yeah, those types. I just, yeah. After I found your show, I'm like, oh, this is so much better. Anyways, I probably sound nervous, but I just wanted to say, you know, when I listen to you talk about the vaccine and autism debate the other day, I just thought it would be a good idea to mention to folks out there that after that whole vaccine, well, first of all, I have a 14-year-old with moderate autism, and I sort of fell for that whole vaccine debate and, you know, spent a lot of time and calling doctors and stuff like that, and I just thought it would be a good idea to mention to people out there that applied behavior analysis is really the most proven effective therapy.
Be specific with people, so, because I probably know more or less what that means, but explain to people in your daughter's particular case what it means.
Well, my son...
Sorry.
Sure. Well, you know, I'm sure you know what applied behavior analysis is. It's the use of reinforcement based on B.F. Skinner's principles.
Yeah. We used to call it M&M therapy, but it's because...
Well, that's kind of the old dogma, and in the 70s there was, you know, use of some pretty... not so good aversive therapies, and it's all changed. It's been revamped, and my son.
Well, but the M&M was really much later than that. It was well into the 80s. The Skinnerian approach was really the breakthrough. But you're right, some of it was a little draconian. I mean, to the extent that Skinner actually kept his kid in a Skinner box, but that's a different story. He was right. You just didn't want to be his kid. But the M&M issue was that kids would get a reward. And quite often, just because they're colorful and delicious, M&Ms were part of it. So there was no aversive part to it. It was only reward.
Right. And then in the late 70s, a doctor named Lovaas started using aversive therapy and along with positive reinforcement therapy, and kind of got a bad reputation. But since then, that was, what, 30-some years ago, it's all positive reinforcement,
yeah.
And they really do a great job. And, you know, I saw my son learn things in a week that, you know, unfortunately some kids might never learn. So I just wanted to bring that up for people who maybe hear that it's not the vaccines and they don't know what else to do.
Well, I think let's divide your comments into three different categories. One is cause and effect. And again, I think you're absolutely right that there was, you know, when you got a problem, and especially something that gets as close to the bone as our children, that, you know, one of my sort of thoughts is that if you got 100 people in a room and asked them what they were most embarrassed about, what they were most uncomfortable about, they'd all say sex. But it's not true. It's parenting. Because sex is something we do with a limited number of people, you know, not terribly often, relatively in the dark and relatively quietly, as opposed to our kids, which are right out there in public, and we feel responsible for, and we feel guilty about, and there's almost nobody who didn't do something either just before they conceived or during the pregnancy that at some point somebody says, aha, this causes problems. So, or, you know, after the child is born, or raising our voice, or not lowering our voice. So it's just parenting is probably a synonym for guilt. And so then when something isn't perfect in your child, then the guilt becomes, and one of the ways that we deal with guilt is to try and look for something or someone to blame. And sometimes that happens within the marital unit, which is disastrous. But sometimes, and because it is so disastrous, we sort of look outside for it. And sometimes there just isn't an obvious reason, an obvious scapegoat. But if there's something that seems not terribly personal, that makes us not responsible, that we can point to somebody else, that can sometimes feel comforting, whether it has any reality or not. Now, one of the issues is, once something exists, causality isn't very important. Let me put you on hold and talk a little bit more about this, if it's okay with you. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
1-855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what Eric has done today. And Eric has called actually to share some information with me, but more importantly, with y'all, which is Eric has a son who has some degree of autism, and his whole issue about vaccinations and whether they were causing autism was as I think, Eric, tell me if I'm misquoting, well, if I'm misstating you, was kind of a a distraction and a detour from really getting his son some useful kind of treatment, as opposed to assigning blame, which unfortunately, I mean, even if it was true, which it has been disproved, that vaccinations cause autism, that even if it were true, it still doesn't say, what do we do with it now? That you can't unvaccinate a kid. But so that's number one, is that causality is not correlation, number one. And number two, it becomes irrelevant unless it's an ongoing issue. And obviously, if a vaccination causes autism, the autism is there, you can't unvaccinate the kid, then to a certain extent, all you want to do is, I suppose, warn other people, but there's nothing that you can do about your own child. The fact that it is not accurate, I think it's helpful, and probably much more helpful, which is number two, for people to hear from you than it is from me, because you've been there, suffered it, looked into it, and found an alternative. Number three is, what in fact can we do? If sounding an alarm was the appropriate thing to do, which it clearly is not, for other people, it's an act of altruism at that moment. It has really very little to do with helping your son. And saying, you know, there is going to be more and more effective ways of dealing with this kind of global term that can range greatly from child to child and situation to situation. But there has been a lot of work, a lot of studies, a lot of progress made in dealing with that. But if you're going to spend a lot of time looking for someone to blame, you're very likely going to distract yourself from finding somebody to help your kid, which you've done. And sort of just, I guess, number four is sort of calling me and saying, look, folks, been there, done it, you know, dealing with it, listen. So I appreciate it greatly, and I'm delighted that you've been able to find someone to help your son. And I think you're right. Quite often, it's kind of like a lot of things in this life. There's no progress, and then all of a sudden, woo, and it's
that's true.
Like a door opens or a light shines, and I think that's true. But if you think about it, I would refer to that as the Delta X school of life. If you've ever taken a class in algebra, understanding Delta X is just completely foreign until you get it. Here's a better example. The clutch in a car. Does anybody drive stick shifts anymore? I do. Anyway, understanding how to coordinate the gas and the clutch and the brake, it's just undoable for a while, and then all of a sudden you get it, and then you've got it forever. And I think that almost all learning curves are like that, that you don't get it, and then you get it. And whatever else autism is or isn't, there's a learning curve there. And when that light shines, it's like a miracle.
And you really have to filter out. There's a lot of snake oil out there, and people really setting their sights on making money off the disability. And you really have to look for clinical studies on what is effective and what isn't.
Absolutely.
I had a hypnotist try and sell me sessions.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's, you know, I used to do a part of the program more than I do now, just because I don't know if we're just, there are fewer studies, but there would be these bogus scientific studies out, and I would literally rip the paper on the air of saying, look, folks, you have to read beyond the headline. You have to read what the headline says as opposed to what the science says, and there's a lot of non-science. In fact, one of the interviews we're going to put on It's Broken, Let's Fix It in the next couple of weeks, I think it's scheduled for next month, is something called Merchants of Doubt, which is this whole phenomenon that I suppose I should have been more aware of and just wasn't, that companies actually hire people with bogus credentials, if credentials at all, and get them seen on television. And once they're seen, then they can sort of tout them as experts. And these people are lobbyists. They have no scientific background whatsoever. And one of them, for example, was talking about, I think was actually talking about autism. And before he was talking about autism, he was talking about the fact that tobacco doesn't cause cancer. He was a lobbyist for tobacco. So he had absolutely no credentials at all, and yet he went, he kept being touted as an expert. So we're going to do that as well, because that's, you know, what, and what I'm saying is, don't go into life doubting everybody, but go in with saying, okay, show me what, how you prove this, what the science is behind it, what the research is. Don't just expect me to take your word for it. And I think, especially with the internet, especially with that, as sophisticated as I think we've become as a society, ask to see the data. And if they can't show you the data, then, you know, it doesn't mean you disbelieve it, but it certainly doesn't mean you accept it, because you have to ask people who they're working for, what their agenda is, and exactly as you say. But I'm delighted. I was also reading something over the weekend about dyslexia, which is not obviously not the same, although there certainly can be an overlap, and saying that this guy was using this particular technique of, he would take sand or salt or sugar, anything that's grainy, and he would put it like on the table, and he would draw out letters, and then he would have the child draw out letters in the sand, so he felt there was a texture to it, and then he would draw the letters in, or he would cut them out of sandpaper. So the child had that second reinforcement of drawing them first into something that was tactile, and
that's
then feeling
smart.
It. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Well, and especially along with this topic, because so many of these kids are so sensory needy.
Yeah.
You see it all the time.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, so I guess your point and my point, which dovetail nicely, is ask the questions. Don't accept it because someone says it, because you don't know what their motives are. You don't know who they're working for. Ask to see. Ask those questions. Ask to see the data. And sort of be open to, because there is so much research going on, and there are so many people who legitimately want answers, and if not cures, at least improvements and lifestyle changes and enhancements. And so there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of well-meaning, creative, wonderful, smart people, and then there's some bad guys, and you have to be, and you can't always differentiate. You know, you can smile and be the snake underneath it. So so just be aware. And Eric, again, I thank you greatly, because it has so much more weight coming from you as a dad who's there in the, you know, in the trenches than me. So thank you very
thank
much
you,
for your
thanks
call.
Thanks for getting me home late at night.
My pleasure. I'll keep up. I'll keep you awake, I promise.
Okay.
Thanks, Eric. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, and as Eric has figured out, calling early in the program, well, calling anytime except the last 5 minutes is a great idea, right? All right, so I was telling you, hopefully you were just spellbound by my story of trying to get in touch with a cable company and deciding I wasn't going to go down there in person. I don't actually even know where it is. And sort of being faced with an armed guard doesn't really appeal to me a whole lot. I don't know, just call me silly. And being put on hold for 45 minutes at the beginning of a week. I mean, it's one thing at the end of a week, but the beginning of a week just seemed a bit much. So I decided to utilize the thing that says, go to our website. So I did. And as I said, it took me a while to figure out the contact us. They have, it's very clear how to buy stuff. It's very clear how to pay your bill online. It's very clear how to do all sorts of things but not contact us. So, but I was relentless. I figured sooner or later there's got to be something. And they have frequently asked questions. Mine isn't a frequently asked question. Mine is I was overcharged on something. So it finally gets to a thing that says, would you like to talk with a customer rep, except that's not what they're called. And what I really wanted to do was just send them an email, because it's very straightforward, very simple. that's not one of your options, or at least not one of their options. So I said, sure. And so a little sign pops up that says, you're 10th in line. They go, well, you know, I can just do something. Yeah, exactly. This is, I mean, is it any better to be held, to be on hold on your computer than it is on your phone? So that, well, so all of a sudden pops up and this person is typing and then they said, are you there? So I said, yeah, I am. And I explained the problem. And to make a long story a little shorter, it took about 20 minutes. But 20 minutes of dealing with somebody as opposed to 20 minutes on hold, it's a whole different ballgame. And not only did the person deal with it, but they actually owed me money, which was really nice, and got it all taken care of, and it was really nice. And the person, I still don't know if it was a male or female, because they weren't talking with me. They were just typing to me. And it was a name. It was one of those names that could be anything. Decemi or something. D-Y-C-E-M-I. I've never even heard that name of you before.
No, never.
I think it's probably somebody's initials or something. Mm-hmm. Or don't call me, I'll call you or something. I don't know what it is. Yeah, right. I'm not going to use my real name. And so I think it's taken care of. So that was good. That was triumph number one. Took a while, but got it done. And then I woke up earlier in the morning. I have one of these really odd kitchen fixtures. When I moved in this apartment, I did some minimal kind of, what I've done in some places is just started from, you know, ripped up from the floor to the ceiling and just redid everything. In this one, I didn't. I just replaced some fixtures, like it had a really ugly fluorescent light in the kitchen. And fluorescent lights makes everybody look yellow, and I already am yellow enough looking anyway. I'm already pale enough. So I put in this kind of cool light, and it does all these kind of things, like it can do disco light, which I had no interest in whatsoever. But you can dim it, and it's kind of attractive looking, whatever. Well, a light bulb burned out in it. And of course, it's not one of the like GEs that you can just kind of, you know, put on it. So I was, and you're going to have to get up on a ladder, and I'm a little clumsy, and I thought, okay. So I finally, for some reason this morning, got up really early. In fact, it was so dark out, and I thought, do not get up on a ladder in the dark. That's just asking for trouble.
Might not be a good idea.
You know, Manny will be so mad at me if, you know, when it goes on and, you know, I'm in traction or screaming, I can't get up or something. So I decided to wait at least till the sun came up. And I took it out, and then I thought, okay, now what do I do? Because I have to go to a store and find it. It's an odd bulb. It's a double prong, like little weirdy, strange thing. And I started looking, and I not only did I find it, I found about 12 of them. I have no idea where they came from, but apparently I've had them for quite some time. And it turned out that I'd taken out the wrong bulb. It was very early in the morning. I'm not a morning person. But the point being, I replaced the wrong one I took out and it works. So I didn't fall off. And so you're not mad at me because there are no concussions involved. I didn't fall off anything.
That's good.
That was good. And there was one other minor triumph today. But so I'm feeling like I should buy a lottery ticket. There we go.
Yeah.
I went to the BAFTA Awards last night, you know, which is the British Academy of Film and Television Actors.
Okay.
And that was really fun. It turns out the Brits give much better speeches than we do. They swear a lot. The F-bomb was dropped quite a lot. Cuba Gooding Jr. kissed Stephen Fry on the lips, which was pretty interesting.
Wow.
And it certainly scared the living daylights out of Stephen Fry. And but they can't dress. They have the most horrible clothing of anybody you've ever seen. So I decided we could make a lot of money just taking a few fashion consultants over to Britain. But they don't care. I mean, the nice thing about British women, you know, American women, they figure if there's even a minor moment of fat on you, you're going to, you know what, do you know what Spanx is or whatever? Do you know what a Spanx is?
I have no idea.
All right, guys, listen up, because all the women in your life know what a Spanx is. A Spanx is what our grandmothers called a girdle, except it's not rubber, it's spandex.
Okay.
And basically, you can get them apparently in a number of different sizes, that they can either go from mid-thigh to just under your bra line, or they can apparently, basically, it's just kind of, it's kind of, I suppose, it's like control top pantyhose or something, except they've expanded it. And everybody, whenever you go to an awards banquet, somebody's always talking about their Spanx line. And sometimes you can actually see them if you look, because it gives women, in theory, it takes everything from essentially underneath your bust line to your mid-thigh and flattens it out, which is a good thing, especially if you're wearing something that you want to look like sleek. British women couldn't care less. They just have rolls here and rolls there. An American woman, you know, covered up, you know, and I think Julianne Moore got up and said, "I'm really starving," because she had a fairly tight dress on, and I'm sure she hasn't eaten for 3 days. Mm. British women don't care. That was one of my favorite experiences. A couple of years ago, I went to a spa in Vermont, and instead of doing things like giving you massages and pedicures, you climb mountains. And I thought, well, you know, I'm in relatively good shape, and there are all these little Canadian women who are down, and they were all, you know, significantly heavier, older than I was, and they all had this great jewelry and beautiful hair and whatever. And I thought, oh, come on. And, you know, so we'd climb a mountain, and they'd be going up like billy goats, and I'd be going, because Canadian women don't work out in the same way. They do things like ski and climb, and they actually use their bodies in meaningful ways as opposed to a gym, you know, or aerobics. And it was one of those really humiliating moments where you think, maybe we need to kind of redesign how we think about exercise and health and whatever. Because these women were not, if you looked at them, you didn't think, wow, they've been working out. But they were in much better cardio shape than I was. And, you know, I worked out, and I was in pretty good shape. And just a whole different way of using your body, climbing up and down things. This was not Stairmaster. This was climbing a mountain. And they could do it, and I could do it, but just barely. And they weren't even breaking a sweat with their jewelry and their hair and everything. So it was a lesson in humility. Which, you know, I think lessons in humility are much to be valued. I think that that's how we grow and learn and stuff like that. So, all right, so we have one example. We want to know what today in history is. Why don't we do that? Today is Bagel Day, which don't eat bagels, folks. What can I tell you? You might as well eat a donut. They're incredibly fattening. Okay, I've now gotten a whole bunch of people on my, I'm going to be on their hit list. It's a Clean Out Your Computer Day. I guess that means get rid of some of the files.
Yep.
And National Toothache Day. They all seem to me to be a pain in the neck day. So, you know, you can ignore all of those, right? Bagels are fattening. Your computer is just going to be boring. And your toothache, oh, please, you know, go see your dentist and brush your teeth and floss. All right. It turns out that in 1825, because there was no majority of electoral votes, John Quincy Adams became president because of the U.S. House of Representatives elected him. Boy, that would be awful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody really wanted me.
We got to put somebody there, so.
Okay, we might as well, you know, John Q, let's, you know, whatever.
Go with that guy.
Yeah, look, he's probably innocuous. We can probably control him better than anybody else. Jeff Davis, on the same day in 1861, was elected to provisional president of the CSA, the Confederate States of America, mm-hmm. by convention. In 1870, Ulysses S. Grant signed a joint resolution establishing the U.S. Weather Bureau. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Established the Weather Bureau? I didn't either. Grover Cleveland signed a bill elevating the United States Department of Agriculture to a cabinet-level agency. Boo.
Mm.
Yeah, Department of Agriculture is a real problem in this country. Subsidies. Here's a good one. In 1895, William G. Morgan created a game called Mintonette. Do you know what Mintonette is? You probably peeked.
I did.
Volleyball. 42, daylight savings time was reinstated. And the Beatles made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
About what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right. You have an email that you wanted to share with me?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go over an email. We've got a couple here. We've got quite a few over the weekend, actually, but I will share this one.
I know everybody gets chatter and chatter. I was talking with someone about over the weekend, and I said, you know, we get a huge number, like we'll put something up, and we got like 100 responses in an hour, and people will email and Facebook, and but people aren't calling as much. I said, oh, yeah, it's true every place. Nobody calls anybody. And I was talking with one of my daughter's friends. She said, oh, yeah. I mean, she and her boyfriend don't even call each other. They just text each other. I mean, nobody calls anybody anymore. I like talking with people.
Yeah.
I like it in my personal life. I like it in my professional life. Call me, folks. But, I mean, I guess that's what people are doing. Do you call people in your own life?
Yeah, on occasion. I think it's a good, for me personally, I think it's a good mix between calling and texting. But, you know, I'm certainly in total favor of talking to people on the phone.
You know, one of my really good friends who moved out of state almost never calls me and texts me regularly. And I'm thinking, you know, and every once in a while I'll just pick up the phone and call him. But, I mean, I like talking with people. What can I tell you? Yeah. All right, I'm whining. All right, tell me what the email is.
All right, this is from Dottie in Georgia. Dottie says, Dear Dr. Joy, I have an awesome boyfriend. He's supportive, super talented, smart, and loving. The only thing is, he lacks ambition and is 32 years old and has not gotten a job. He has a master's in architecture, but hates the idea of a 9-to-5. He's been doing freelance carpentry work and paintings for some income. He currently lives at home. I push him to job search often, but don't know how to motivate him further. I wouldn't say I'm the most ambitious person, but I have dreams and want a boyfriend/spouse that can share and support that. Two questions. What can I do to make this work, or is this relationship doomed? We have been dating for 4 years, part of the time he was working on his master's.
Dottie, my darling, he's a great boyfriend. You're telling me he's supportive and cute and loving and sensitive. He's not the man for you for the long term because you're looking for, unless all right, here's the story. Let me tell you. I had some friends I knew years ago, and he was very much like your boyfriend. He was sweet and kind and gentle. And he had not an ounce of ambition in him. She, on the other hand, was a firecracker. She loved working. She was ambitious. She was smart. And they had a child. She came to the marriage with two kids. He'd never been married. He was probably like your boyfriend, except he was older. And he loved her to distraction. And she loved him. So her two boys, he was a great stepfather. He was hands on. He loved the boys. He went to ball games with them. They had a child together. He stayed home with the child, and was a great house dad. But she wanted both. She wanted all the sensitivity of him and all the caring and all the. He was a much better cook than she was. But she also is the generation that grew up, and sounds like you're tinged with it as well, with thinking the man should be the provider and he should make a living. And if she'd been able to accept that, you know, that he was a great wife, they would have been okay. She couldn't. The marriage did not survive. And, honey, if you're looking for somebody, if you're looking for an equal partner, if you're looking for somebody who will bring home half the bacon or maybe more, I don't think this is the guy for you. He's in his 30s already. I don't know how old you are. He's charming. He's still living at home, which means he's probably very sensitive. He's great at taking care of, he'll be great at taking care of elderly parents. He'd be great at taking care of kids. He's never going to be what you want him to be. So he's a great boyfriend. He won't forget your birthday. He'll compliment you. He'll notice when you get your hair cut. He'll work out with you. But it isn't who he is. If you can accept that you're going to be the one who makes the money, he may get part-time jobs, he'll be charming, your friends will all love him, he'll keep the house clean, he's probably handy, well, he was obviously a carpenter. Then if you can accept that that's who he is, that's groovy. if you want someone to be a co-equal with you intellectually and economically, move on. Because that's not who he is. And you're not going to be able to motivate him, and you don't want to threaten him, and you don't want to make him miserable, and you don't want him to make you miserable. He's not the man for you. Unless you can accept that he's going to be the wife. He'll get your passport ready. He'll have food ready for you. He'll keep the house clean. He'll pick up the kids from school. He'll remember your mother's birthday. But you're going to have to bring home, and he may get a job and from time to time and bring in some money. But that's not who he is. And again, you know, I think as women, we're sort of asking difficult things of our men because we're asking them to be really both John Wayne and Alan Alda, or I'm trying to think who's a modern equivalent. I don't know, Justin Bieber just doesn't quite make it for me. But we're asking them to be kind of strong, silent, manly men who sort of will take care of us, and that includes economically, and also never forget our birthdays and sort of know what we're thinking and say exactly the right thing and be nice to our mothers. You can't. They're really very different characteristics. It's like a friend of mine said once. She was about your age, and she just couldn't find a man that she liked. And I said, "What are you looking for?" She said, "Well, I want somebody who is wildly successful and puts me first." And I said, "Unless he's, you know, your dad's or your grandfather's age, it's not going to happen. Because if he's wildly successful, most likely because he's putting in long hours of work. And if he puts you first, he's not going to put in those long hours of work. You can't do both. So figure out what you really want. And if you really love this dude, and you can accept the fact that you're going to make more money than he does, you're going to make more. There may be long periods of time where he doesn't work, but that there'll be sweat equity. He'll keep your house clean. He'll get your laundry taken care of. He'll be a great wife for you. If you can accept that without demeaning him, then you've got a possibility here. If not, I'd move on. And you can always like him, you can always love him, but he's not your mate, because you're going to make each other miserable. You can't motivate somebody to be ambitious. You can't motivate somebody to want to work. And you know, he may get lucky. He may sort of come up with an idea that will make a lot of money. But again, I mean, that's I'd buy a lottery ticket before I do that, because at least a lottery ticket's not going to be hurt when you rip it up and throw it away because it didn't come through for you. You're not going to feel the same way about him. You're looking for characteristics that are just not who he is. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.